There we go.
Okay. Well, recording has started, so I'm going to call our meeting to order on this March 15th day. The first item of business is approving the minutes from our last meeting on March 4th. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
This is Doug. I so move.
I will second that. Any edits or changes to the minutes? All right. Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Is Josh on the call?
No, I thought he is not going to be attending today.
Oh, okay. The minutes approved. So they're moving down to approving the loans for today. We have five loans at a little over $1.6 million. I move to approve the loan.
I move we adopt the five loans.
I second it. Rich, do you want to walk us through what we're looking at today with the loans?
Sure. Loan number one is to the town of Cutler for deck replacement on two bridges to remove the potential for weight restrictions and keep those bridges functional for fire trucks and other heavier vehicles. Loans two and three are our standard vehicle purchases. Loans four and five, we're glad to see La Crosse come back to BCPL for funding. Loan number four is for various projects, including park improvements. And loan number five is for floodplain housing replacement program and residential energy efficiency improvements. And that's all I have for today.
Great. Any questions for Rich? See none. All those in favor of approving, adopting the loans, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Loans are approved. There is no old business, but we do have some new business today. Thanks to Twee for sending out. I asked the BCPL to look at our and identify the direct Russian investments that we have as part of our trust fund. And I know, Rich, you have been looking through our portfolio, and maybe you just want to share what we've been in conversation with as far as what those direct Russian investments are today.
Sure. Sarah, we don't have any direct Russian investments, and I don't think that we ever have. Our only investment exposure to Russia was through some exchange-traded funds, some index funds that we had acquired through Vanguard and iShares. Those funds, those indices that those funds are based on have recently declared that Russia is going to be deleted from the indices, which means that the fund manager will be has disposed of those shares in short order. The Russian markets have been closed for a couple of weeks, and so that means that those funds may be writing those investments off, or they'll need to be patient and wait for a counterparty to trade those shares with. I think it's fair to say that we no longer have exposure to Russian assets, or we will no longer have exposure once Vanguard and iShares write off those investments or find a counterparty to purchase shares that had been previously held through those ETFs that we owned.
Very good. Thanks, Rich.
Yeah, that's great, Rich. And I did read, I believe that MSCI has cleared everything. And as you sent to us earlier, Rich, it looks like FTSE is working towards that.
Yeah, they both at this point, they both have deleted Russia from their indices. It's just a matter of time before our funds are able to complete those transactions.
Yep. But I think that is, it's a good point, Rich. And I meant we don't have any direct Russian investments, but even with the indices, knowing that there is a transition.
Right.
So thanks for looking at our exposure. And I think this is good news.
I agree.
Any questions for Rich?
Not I.
Okay. So we are just moving down to routine business. Rich, going throwing it back to you for the Chief Investment Officer's report.
I have nothing today, Sarah. Thank you.
Well, we did keep you busy, though, with the prior update. So,
I'm glad to make a contribution earlier in the meeting.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Moving down to Tom for the Executive Secretary's report.
And I've got nothing to report today as well.
Great. Well, I'll make my update quite brief. I do want to say, Doug, we had the annual WMPTA conference last week, and it was really positive to do our publisher clearinghouse moment as we distributed the $40 plus million check. And everybody was incredibly appreciative. I will say that there was really good energy too in the crowd, knowing that last time we all got together was in 2019. So it had been a few years. And I think one of the bigger takeaways, Doug, as you know, is how much the librarians and media specialists appreciate the work. And thanks to Tom, Rich, and the whole team. It was great. It was good to be there, and everybody was incredibly had good high spirits after it's been a rough 2 years. The other thing is I did speak to the new WMPTA president, and she talked with me about a few things. So I'm gonna follow up, Tom. You and I can kind of touch base on some of that stuff and report back to the board, but. Overall, I thought it was a really good WMPTA conference, and I know they look forward to continuing to partner with us moving forward.
This is Doug. I'm sorry I missed that. I had too many emails and it got lost, and my memory was that it takes place at the end of March or early April, and of course that used to be true, so I feel very bad that I missed it.
Well, Doug, I did my best to represent the commissioners, so they did thank us. So we'll make sure you posted in the future, too. Sure.
My bad, not yours.
I would also, as I mentioned, Doug, you weren't at the last meeting. We created with DPI this info cartoon about how the Common School Fund is helping our public schools. And that's going to be released relatively soon. And so I'll make sure to share it with the commissioners. But that has been something that we've wanted to work on, is making sure not only our beneficiaries, but the state of Wisconsin knows the role that we play. And I think this cartoon, kind of informational cartoon that we're going to share on social media, I think will be a really good addition.
Okay, but thank you.
That's all I have. Any future agenda items?
Not I.
Okay. Well, seeing none, I move to adjourn.
I'll second that motion.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug, too.
Okay. Well, thanks, everybody. Have a great rest of your week.
You bet. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Tom, Rich.
Take care.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.